Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Right, it's milk chocolate covered raisin day today, or chocolate covered raisin day. I couldn't find any dark chocolate ones. Okay. I mean, fine milk chocolate. Here they are, bag full of raisins. So a little game you can play in the office later on. Me and Chris are going to go head to head here in one of our challenges so far. The challenge is 3-0 to Holdsworth.
Yep.
So just to describe the scene here in the studio, in the corner we have a little ledge. On top of the ledge there are two plastic cups. One has an H on it for Holdsworth, one has an M on it for Milo. Okay, they're so about a metre away from us, okay? We've both got a cup of chocolate covered raisins. We have 20 seconds to get as many as we can in the respective cups. But beware, if you get your raisins in my cup, they count for me, and vice versa.
There's also more jeopardy in the fact that if they go on the floor, I won't be able to eat them later.
No, that's right. Okay, so you can play this game in the office. All you need is some plastic cups out of the water cooler, and here come the 20 seconds. Hang on, you've got a head start here, because I've got to press the button. 20 seconds, start now. Go.
Oh.
None. It's a fresh song with that timer, isn't it?
Oh.
Come on,
none in.
Oh, I got one in yours.
You got two in mine. Two in Milo's, one in Holdsworth so far. Oh, three. Oh, hang on, it's coming.
Oh, here we go.
It's 3-0. Yeah. I got one in yours. No, I don't believe it.
Let's check.
Don't pull the headphone. I think that last one that I threw came off the back wall and went into yours.
One, two,
this is mine.
Three,
I got three.
How many?
In Holdsworth's, it's one, two, three. I don't believe it! I cannot believe that in the very last... If I hadn't bothered throwing that last one, it wouldn't have gone in your cup.
Four raisins equals four wins, Milo.
Go away. I want somebody else to read my news at 9 o'clock. This is not good. I need somebody that I can beat in one of these challenges. I can't believe that. I can't believe the fate at the end that the last one went in your cup. I'm such a bad loser. Right, 22 minutes tonight. Travel news coming next.
Milo in the morning with Arnold Clark. It's about affordable motoring. It's about you. Wish FM.
My mum and dad came round yesterday. My little lad Finley was telling them that he'd been to the cinema on Saturday. And yeah. I forgot to share this story yesterday, and they didn't believe him.
Right.
That he'd been. But I took him to Cineworld on Saturday morning.
Is that because you're normally so tight that you don't take him to the cinema?
Well, I've never taken him before. I've never been confident enough that he'd actually sit through a full film. Okay? Right. It's kind of the age 3-4. Yeah. Is he going to sit through it? But he'd been asking for a few days to go. So I thought, it's only a couple of quid. Mm-hmm. But I'm not going to waste it. It's cheaper than buying the DVD. I'll take him to the cinema. Okay? And amazingly, he sat all the way through. It was Paddington.
Oh, very good.
And he's been going on about it now for two or three. I'm thinking, that's really nice. You know, it's nice when you know you get your kids and you create like a memory that hopefully is going to stay with them. You know, forever. I like those kind of moments. And I think that's going to be one of his, I hope, that he'll always remember going to the cinema the first time with Dad. Mm. Can you remember? I mean, I was trying to think back on mine, and I think the first film I got taken to see was Bambi.
Right.
I'm fairly certain it was Bambi. That was the one I got dragged to, and then there's kind of two. You get dragged to one, and then you get to choose one, I think.
Yeah.
So what did you... Can you remember
Because it was such a rarity that I went to the cinema with my mum, I think American Tail was the first one I went to, and I think it was the only one I got dragged to be
American
fair.
American Tail, that was quite...
And then The Exorcist, but I was much older then, of course.
At the age of five. You were already five when you didn't see The Exorcist. What was the song? Somewhere Out There. It was this one, wasn't it? American Tail.
That was very quick to get that sorted out.
I just remember the song, because the song used to upset me.
Yeah.
Because we're at the same age, that used to, it was quite upsetting. It was quite a traumatic film, American Tail, wasn't it? So American Tail and The Exorcist.
That's all I remember, it was about a mouse.
It was quite sad. I remember the first one I chose to kind of go and see with my dad was Empire Strikes Back. That was like a bit of Star Wars action.
I didn't go with my parents.
So anyway, there we go. It set us talking. We were talking in the newsroom then before. Can you remember the first film you went to see? Either you were dragged to see it by your parents, kicking and screaming, and then you actually quite enjoyed it, or the first one you kind of chose to go and see, but you had to take mum and dad with you to get you through. Claire in Aspel says, I remember going to see Lion King with my mum in the 90s. Steph's in Rainford. Hello, Steph. Toy Story. Grease, says Killy in St Helens. Kind of giving all our ages away this morning. Paul's here. Morning, Paul. What have you got?
It's Paul from Luton Ponds. I remember my first film I went to see.
Yeah, go on. What was it?
Thunderbirds, 1966.
Thunderbirds, the movie? Was there a Thunderbirds movie, or was it the TV series?
All TV series.
So they showed it. Which, can you remember which cinema did you go and see it at, Paul?
I think it was Princess.
The Princess in Wigan. Fantastic. OK, so have you got any particular memories? How old were you when... what was that, 66? If you don't mind me asking, how old were you?
I was 6 at the time.
You were 6, okay. So you were 6. Who did you go with?
With my dad.
Oh, fantastic. And what was the... Like, now kids want, like, sweets and popcorn and everything. Cost a fortune. Was there a treat as you were going in? What was it?
Ice cream.
A bit of ice cream.
And popcorn. Something
each other. Nothing changes, Paul, does it? Nothing changes.
Yeah.
Thanks, Paul. Appreciate your call. Roger Rabbit, says Becky in Lowton. Yeah, Roger Rabbit. What was it? It was Jessica, wasn't it, in that? Even though she was cartoon, there was something about Jessica. What? There was. And that's another topic for another day, but cartoon fictitious characters that you actually have a bit of a crush on. I mean, Jessica was one. Penelope Pitstop always had a little bit of a thing, I think.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, that's for another day. certainly wasn't The Little Mermaid. Andrea and Wigger, that was her first movie. Morning, Andrea. Also, hello to Steve and Billings, who went to see Superman. That was his first one with his dad. He remembers that well. And Simon, who works here this morning, just driving in, just said he went to... Philadelphia was the first film he went to see.
Oh.
But he fainted watching it. Couldn't stand, like, the bruising and the whole hospital thing. He fainted.
As a kid, he went to see that.
Yeah, it's a bit embarrassing, that, isn't it? It's time to bring on Colette. Morning, Colette.
Morning, Chris.
Morning, Colette. Colette is in Ashton today. How is Ashton looking as you peer out of your house this morning, Colette?
Very sunny.
Is it?
At the moment,
very good.
Yeah.
Just paint a picture. Which room are you in your house talking to us this morning, Colette?
I'm in my front room in the house on the computer because I'm working from home.
You pardon?
I'm on my computer in the front room because I'm working from home.
Working from home. Now, is that working from home in inverted commas, or are you actually working from home today, Colette?
No, I'm actually working from home.
Oh, yeah. Because when people here send an email around saying, no, not in the office tomorrow, I'm going to be working from home, I'm thinking, yeah, right. Whatever. Nobody in this building believes that. Okay, so just in case your bosses are listening, who are you? Who do you work for, Colette?
I work for the cooperative in Manchester.
Okay, so Colette is genuinely working from home this morning. She's just having a polite conversation with me on the radio temporarily. What time does your official day start, Colette? Even though you're working from home, what time would your day start?
It started at 7 o'clock this morning.
Okay, well, you're on your coffee break. What do you have with your cup of coffee? What's your biscuit of choice while you're working from home?
It's the Scottish shortbread.
Oh, very nice, very nice. Okay, right, Colette, let's crack on then. Don't want to keep you too long from your coffee break. The little lyric this morning from Dylan. Here he is from Newton the Willows. He goes to District CE Primary School.
Hi, my name's Dylan and this is my lyric. Ain't no use in complaining when you've got a job to do. Spent my evenings down at the drive-in and that's when I met you, yeah.
Okay, so, Colette, what is Dylan's little lyric and who sings it?
It's the Summer of 69 by Bryan Adams.
So, Colette, you are a Wigan Warriors fan, is that right?
I am, yes.
So you need right cheering up at the moment, don't you?
Just a bit, yeah.
OK, well, you can go and see the game on Friday night. They play Wakefield Wildcats at the DW. You've got a family ticket and we will deliver pizza to your seats at half-time on Friday night. Is that all right for you, Colette?
That's fine, thank you. Thanks a lot.
Fingers crossed. Enjoy the game, Colette. Thanks for coming on the show.